New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Apologies when I'm wrong, although I'll blame Vanessa for this one, because I had written down, you know, Switzerland and Bosnia as who is playing at the SoFi Stadium today, which is true, and Mexico, and of course Vanessa got all excited, goes, yes, it's Mexico's playing today, and they are playing. That game is not in, at SoFi. The Mexico-South Korea game is happening. I think that one's in Mexico, actually. So,
oops, my bad.
Yeah, so once again,
she's drunk. It's okay.
She's hammered, and I'm looking down at my notes. I go, I think I wrote down the right answer. I know what's happening here, but then Vanessa was so confident. She goes, that's right! And I'm going, I don't think it is right. But they're saying that because of, obviously, the importance of that game, that they think there'll be more people watch at the watch parties for that game that care way more about the Mexico game today than even are going to care about
the Bosnia. I did see some kind of, headline about how hundreds and hundreds of people were coming in to watch parties for the Mexico game.
Yeah,
so I think that kind of makes it taking place here in a way.
Yeah, I don't think it would have changed the outcome of Ali Knows the News, sadly, but apologies for being incorrect. And once again, I'll take the heat on that, regardless of if that information came from overly confident producer Vanessa. That was confident that it was going to happen.
Not even in your ear. That was, I'm going to tell everyone.
Usually it's in my ear. I get a lot of bad information.
This is what happened. I heard half of the question. What team is playing today? And I was
SoFi Stadium. Well,
and I forgot the SoFi Stadium.
Allie, what is Grosser right now? And I know that you are currently the reigning champion of the Gross One on the show.
I'm not. Jake is.
You won.
You beat Jake in the Gross Off, the last Gross Off. And there's going to be another Gross Off coming soon. I hate to announce that two things are happening right now around me. Both of them have happened before. We have officially...
Another lice issue?
Well, no. We've transitioned in our house from lice to fleas. So as soon as we took
your
care
of... Your kids have fleas
no,
now?
No. The dog has fleas. And because the dog has fleas, as I'm learning, and I just went through... I mean, lice are terrible. And you got to clean everything and vacuum everything and wash everything. Mm-hmm. And then go through that process, finally get things back to normal again, only to find out then the dog picked up fleas. Because apparently it's the fleas time of the year. So now...
Isn't it always the fleas? They can survive anything.
I got to go through all of the same stuff. Again, it's literally the same protocol. Except instead of me rinsing my kids out constantly, it's now putting the dog in the shower, giving him the shampoo, giving him the special stuff, the flea comb. It's a disgusting thing.
Well, but I think that you're just supposed to put flea treatment on them every month and then you eliminate this problem.
Yeah, but
don't most people just put that little thing on the scruff of their neck and it's not your issue?
Yeah, but eventually, like deodorant, I feel like they overpower the thing and you got to change out the medicines.
Are they getting stronger than flea medicine?
I think so.
Are you using flea medicine every month?
Not every month, because I forget sometimes, but I do have that thing.
You forget all the time.
I did it about 3 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. Within the last year, I've done it.
So how many, let's go through how many animal infestations.
Oh, there's another one, though. There's another one, because there has been a skunk issue again that is not just affecting my house, but affecting the neighborhood. So much so that now there are a bunch of people that are chipping in to buy a giant thing of fox urine. And they're saying that...
Is that what keeps the skunks out? Is fox urine?
Yeah, so apparently now there's a big jug there. I just got a text to ask if I wanted to chip in and get my share of this big jug of fox urine that someone bought. Because apparently everyone's going to be sprinkling it around their yards.
There's probably somebody who heard it somewhere, the fox urine. Like, that can't be a real thing.
Oh, there's pictures and everything. I'll show you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's pictures.
They have a picture of the jug and everything.
I guarantee you will buy this and put it there and it will do nothing.
Well, if you remember the time...
Wasn't everybody buying other urine to keep coyotes out and it doesn't do crap?
Well, I have purchased that the last time because someone told me that was the right one, but I think what I bought was sadly like a female coyote in heat urine or something, and it just brought a bunch of coyotes
right.
by.
Right, so how much animal urine have you bought over the years?
Just one time.
Okay. Now this is the second time you're going to be buying animal urine.
That's actually not true. I did also buy synthetic dog urine one time because we were trying to train our dog to pee on the dog pee-pee pad. And so...
To fake a drug test.
So I needed my dog to get
your
a
dog
job.
Had to pass.
Hold on. I'm trying to find this. This is what the thing looks like. But it's a giant jug, and now there's a warning... that someone posted this jug of fox urine that they bought, and someone else said, that's not a good brand. You should buy this one instead.
Who knows good brands of fox urine? Isn't the only brand Fox?
Well, Mountain Dew, I think, makes a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
Mountain Dew, code
yeah.
Fox.
Yeah, it's Fox urine code red. It's great.
Do you think that this has anything to do with the fact that your neighbors are moving out of your area at a very fast rate? Because you're the urine guy.
Listen, could be part of it.
I mean, you always have some kind of an infestation. You had lice, you have fleas, you have skunks, you have, it's like a disgusting Noah's Ark over
right.
there.
Right, I assume this is every place, though. I mean, we live in the Wild West.
None of us have had that issue.
Well,
skunk infestations in multiple houses.
Can we all announce our issues publicly so that anyone who's listening, who's dealing with something, doesn't feel so chastised by what they're going through? Allie, go ahead, announce your two issues now, because you got them.
Nothing.
You have rats?
There are some droppings, but okay, that's not an issue.
Just announce it. Don't be ashamed. You're a rat person.
They're outside only, where rats always are.
And in your grill, and in your car, and somewhere else.
No, they're only in the backyard as of now.
Omar, what issues do you currently have? Be honest.
The only issue that I currently have, and I'm dealing with it, and it sucks because they're ruining my hibiscus plants, are white flies.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah. So I have a lot of white flies.
Now that
and I'm
you
going
mentioned
there
that,
and,
I think we have those too.
Yeah, okay. I'm spraying them with dish soap, and I have like those little sticky traps everywhere, and then I try to rinse them every couple of days. It's a huge pain in my
Jake,
ass.
Jake, what are you dealing with right now? Be honest.
Actually, my ants are gone. I think the most I have are like little like ankle biter mosquitoes outside. But
and his little cricket issue is getting louder.
Oh, the crickets that follow you around to your comedy show.
Oh, yeah, those crickets have found me and have gathered around at night.
They're like in surround sound now.
Yeah. But that's not really
I gotta turn on the AC to drown him out.
That's just a Jake's
that's
not
a
funny
Jake
issue.
Right, that's a Jake needs a good joke issue. I got it. So you had ants, so you think your ant problem is gone.
Ant problem is gone, yeah.
Johnny, are you dealing with anything currently, a current infestation that we should know about?
Yeah, last night I had three coyotes attack our trash cans outside because I forgot to properly throw my food away in the trash can.
Oh. Okay, so that seems about right.
That seems like a you issue.
This also seems to be the time of year. No, but coyotes, I mean, that's... And Vanessa, do you have anything in Long Beach?
Yes, I hate to admit this. One, so many spiders. So many spiders. And number two, please don't... A freaking bagel cucaracha came into my house that I had to fight with my life.
A bagel cucaracha did a what?
That sounds delicious.
Big old cockroach.
That is the most popular dance at the Bar Mitzvah Circuit, the bagel cucaracha. They love it.
I had to fight it. It was disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Well, how did you fight it?
Did he win?
I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
I think
I did win. I did win.
How did you get rid of the cockroach?
I sprayed it a ton.
With
and then
what?
I grabbed a bunch of paper towels and I threw it in the trash.
Well, what did you spray it with? Because I know you don't have like a proper spray. So what did you use?
Spray,
like perfume?
Cleaning spray.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Windex. It needs to get wet. It needs to die.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. Jesus.
All right. All right. Well, you are Colombian.
So the reality is that
kill it slowly.
We've all got our things, right? And it does feel like it's the time of year that we're all being infested with stuff. I just happen to have two hitting me at once now after just getting out of a lice thing. Now,
yes,
I move right directly into fleas/skunks.
But I don't think people get lice as much as you get lice. And I don't think people get skunks as much as you get skunks. You're the only person I know that's had that many skunk problems.
Didn't he also have a raccoon issue at one point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was the old place. By the way, someone is nominating Omar Talon about hibiscus as the gayest show saying of the month. So if you're keeping track.
Especially white flies.
Of the gayest. Things that have been said on the show during Pride Month. Omar arguing, complaining about his
come on, man. Omar, they're ruining my plants.
I think there's
hibiscus are the gayest flowers.
Yeah. Hey, I like those flowers. Yeah, they're very tropical looking.
Do we have an update? Jake, how many clips have you pulled so far for gayest thing that's been said this month?
At least like a dozen.
Okay, and where do you think Omar's hibiscus line ranks in that list?
One or two.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Johnny's saying something about the D is probably up there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, does anyone have access to this audio, or are you just stockpiling it?
Omar has most of it, but I have, like, a master list, too.
Okay. I was just very curious, because I know that we're, like, more than halfway through the month right now. We've been keeping track of who will say the absolute gayest thing on the show during the month, during Pride Month.
And I knew it wouldn't be me.
And Allie is confident it's not going to be her, and she's the only actual gay person on the show. So the idea that you're going to lose this is crazy. And Omar's been stockpiling lines with the help of Jake, the arbiter of sound. And so we will get to it. But make sure you pull Omar's hibiscus line. It could be a new front runner.
Great.
We got to take a quick break. We're back after this with news, a brand new hour of the show, a giant TV in your future, a mountain of meat, and so much more next.